Speaking of that intranet, do you you've got a favorite band or something, right? Like, do you subscribe to any of these mailing list type deals, these bulletin board things? Do you check any things of these out for your favorite band? Now, I mention it because everybody knows I'm a big Bruce geek, right? I mean, I'm the biggest Springsteen geek you're likely to ever meet in your lifetime, and I check out the odd Bruce fan thing. And some of these people, though, man, oh, man, you don't know about them. Bruce's got a new album coming out next month, and it's kind of a folksy-oriented thing. And there's all sorts of folks who are just all up in arms about it, about how he shouldn't be doing this folk junk with the fake twang, and should get back to rocking, man. Get back to doing stuff like Badlands. And it's like, well, yeah, he was 28 when he wrote that song, and he's inching up on 60 now. I don't think he wants to write that song anymore. But all these people, they're whining about not having, something that makes them think they were 17 again. But Bruce, he put out that the Born to Run 30th anniversary thing. Have you picked that up? It's got the DVD. Oh, boy, it's an amazing thing. And a full concert from 1975 with Bruce and the E Street Band at the peak of their wall of sound thing. And it's an amazing thing to watch. If you haven't seen it, go. It's well worth the dough. Get it. And the album itself is in there, of course, in the little box. It's actually a 3-disc box. And one of the discs is the Born to Run album, per se. But it's been digitally remastered. Now, the thing with that, I don't know. I mean, I listen to it. I mean, I have had the CD of Born to Run for ages. And I don't know. I mean, his first two albums sound pretty horrible on CD. They sound really thin. They need remastering big time. Born to Run, I didn't think sounded so bad. But I thought, well, maybe with this new technology and stuff, we'll check it out and see how much better it is. And I listened to it, and I don't know. I really couldn't tell much difference, really. I mean, still pretty much sounded the same to me. I don't know. I'll play something from it here. This will be our little Born to Run set here. This is our little tribute to the 30th anniversary of Born to Run. And here's Bruce himself from the album. This is the digitally remastered one. See if you can tell any difference here. This is an old chestnut we all know and love. 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Into a 10th Avenue freeze out. 10th Avenue freeze out. 10th Avenue freeze out. 10th Avenue freeze out. The 10th Avenue freeze out. 10th Avenue freeze out.
Hi, this is Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Truss, CKUW 95.9 FM.
In the day we sweated out in the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory in suicide machines. Baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young, 'cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Power drones scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hair in the rearview mirror, and the guys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss, yeah.
Tunnel had a meeting with a man on the other side. Hey, Eddie, this guy, he's the real thing. So if you wanna come along, you gotta promise you won't say anything. Cause this guy don't dance. The word's been passed, this is our last chance. We gotta stay cool tonight, Eddie, cause man, we got ourselves out on that line. And if we blow this one, they ain't gonna be looking for just me this time. And all we gotta do is hold up our end. Yeah, stuff this in your pocket. She's gonna walk. She found I took the radio and hocked it. But Eddie, man, she don't understand that $2,000's practically sitting here in my pocket. And tonight's gonna be everything that I said. When I walk through that door, I'm gonna throw that money on the bed. See, this time I wasn't just talking. Then I'm gonna go out walking. Hey, Eddie, can you catch us a ride?
The streets on fire in real death walks between what's flesh and what's fantasy. But now the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all bleed. And the queen of night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded. Tonight in jungle land.
Doesn't sound like that on the record, does it? No, Bruce Springsteen and an alternate take of the end of Jungle Land. Kind of tasty. Before that, Sid Straw and Meeting Across the River. That comes from the two-disc set One Step Up, Two Steps Back, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. Before that, Big Daddy. Yeah, Big Daddy and their album Cutting Their Own Groove. And their wacky little 1950s take on Born to Run. Before that, the Ramones and She's the One from the Road to Ruin album. Apparently a different She's the One. And we started it off with Bruce himself in 10th Avenue Freeze-Out from the remastered 30th anniversary edition of Born to Run. I don't know. Could you tell any difference? Sounded pretty much the same to me. I don't know. I'm probably not the guy to ask such stuff. That's the Twang Trust, kids. That's it. It's done. It's over. Al's not quite here, so we're gonna slam in 2 minutes and 50 wonderful, wonderful seconds of Miss Amy Rigby from her brand new album, Little Fugitives. Go, Amy.
He walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. You're praying Papa was a Rolling Stone. Last night I was dancing with Jerry Ramone. He was cool in his leather jacket and his little dark shades. He started dancing around, I tried to copy every move he made. When I reached for his hand, he kind of brushed me off. And they played Hanging on the Telephone. With Joey Ramone, it played The Worst That Could Happen by the Brooklyn Bridge. He hit me and it felt like a kiss. Quite all over needles and pens. Be My Baby again and again. Gloria by the Shadows of Night. He's so fine and I feel alright. Charlie Brown, Can't Sit Down.
That sounded pretty good. That sounded like there was some sort of natural little coda there, didn't it? Oh, well, it's not. It means it's the end of the show. Yeah. Dancing with Joey Ramone, Amy Rigby there from the album Little Fugitive. It's a wonderful thing. Go buy it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now you can just sit by your computer, type up www.twangtrust.ca and get ready to listen to the show all over again. Oh, well, it won't be up there for a few days, actually, because my computer's dead. But you can listen to old shows. Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 of them up there now. It's crazy. You can spend the whole day listening to the Twang Trust. Oh, that's what I do. Yeah, well, we'll see you next week, kids. Until then, be good.
Then move the trees, the copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale, all armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. said the lonesome pilgrim, far.